Some of the people who you regularly hear on this program we would have to describe as passionate activists who bring their ideas and projects to us and to you to try to get people involved. Author and journalist David Shank is certainly one of those. He can recite the numbers that connote the alarming reality of his passion, curing Alzheimer's disease. 5.3 million Americans were living with it in 2015, 44 million worldwide. Those numbers will expand, Shank has been warning us for years, and complicate every aspect of healthcare, the economy, aging, family resources, to say nothing of the emotional toll of an incurable disease that robs memory and identity and even love. David Shank wants us to know that Alzheimer's does not succeed in its attempt to rob us of love, and there is much on display in a Living with Alzheimer's film project he announced on this program back in 2013. He's here again to announce the first winners of the project's short film competition. David, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John. Great to be back.
Why a film series here? What do you hope to achieve?
We're trying to find yet another way to break through to the American public about the devastation and the importance and the urgency of Alzheimer's disease. And obviously, storytellers have a way of communicating that you know, rises above everything else. So, it turns out there are a lot of great films out there on the subject of dementia. So this is a way to bring them together.
And was there a particular mission here? Were you looking for a clinical dimension here? Were you looking for a hospital-style documentary? Were you looking at individual stories of individual families?
Absolutely not. We called this Living with Alzheimer's because we wanted people to bring their experience and their sense of the disease on any level from any angle into this to share it with us and so that we could share it with the rest of the world.
So it's about getting people ready for what they'll see and also showing models of caregiving as this expands and reaches the levels that you're talking about over the next several decades.
Yeah, it's about showing the devastating sadness. It's also about showing the hidden joys and the incredible preciousness of life that comes through when you live with this awful and very slow disease.
And let me just say, I'm not going to preempt the winner, but this is a joyful film project. This is an absolute knockout. This is not a downer by any means. Announce the winner and give me a sense of the other folks who made it to the top.
Yes, thank you. So this is our big announcement. We're very, very proud to announce all four winners. The grand prize goes to an absolutely gorgeous film called Anna that we'll be talking about in a second, directed by Eric Leitek. First runner-up is a film called Algo Caída, Something Remains, directed by Anna Lorenz. Second runner-up is Crest of the Hill, directed by Amanda Kowalski. And we have a special youth filmmaker prize for filmmakers 25 and under, and that goes to Don't You Forget, directed by Thomas Bryan.
Well, we have Eric Leitek here, who is an independent filmmaker from Connecticut. That's where you're on the line, speaking with us from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. Eric, congratulations and welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What did you aim to do in this film, and how do you think it stacks up with the other entrants and consistent with the mission that David just talked about?
Well, you know, in hearing what David just spoke about, trying to celebrate, you know, both kind of some of the joys, the life, and, you know, obviously you have the sadness. It was one of those aspects I was trying to capture with Anna. And really, it's like I'm not a competitive filmmaker, so I don't do any type of film in order to compete or try to win anything. I just really, you know, try to do it in a way for myself and just be able to put something out there. And the case with Anna, you know, she was my godmother. And, you know, she was a beautiful person. And I felt like, gosh, you know, I have this tool. I have my camera. I really need to just turn it on her and showcase the unfortunate aspect of this disease. When I kind of brought this project up to the family members, you know, I just explained to them. I said, this is really just for us and this is for her. What ended up happening also was I do want to kind of be able to translate the type of person she was. And obviously she could not do that. So I had her daughter, Diane, just write a poem. I said, just give her a voice.
You have chosen to watch his film out of love for me, or an interest in the subject matter. Perhaps just an idle curiosity of my life. But because of that decision, you and I are now connected in an odd, cosmic, brief moment of time. It was our fate, part of my reason for being on this earth, meaningful for both of us. And as you walk with me on this last journey, remember that I am a whole, vital human being who has lived a full and beautiful life.
And as you listen to that voiceover of Anna's daughter, you're seeing Anna's eyes, her face, the animation of her face. I mean, she really does become a whole person. And there's, of course, you know, the inevitable photos from her younger years. What was your feeling, David, as you screened this film?
Well, this was just such a beautiful film. We were lucky to have a lot of really very special entries, but this film is just magical. And I was frankly thinking about my own mom, and you know, it's the kind of film that I think you connect to Anna, and you connect to the just all of the deepest sadnesses and joys of your own life and your parents and grandparents and your kids and the grandkids you hope to have. And it just really brings it all together. And I haven't even mentioned dementia. Really, dementia turns out to be the doorway into all those much bigger themes.
Are these models of caregiving? Are these models of life with Alzheimer's? Are these ways of telling people that you can celebrate this experience, that you don't have to be imprisoned by it? So many things go through my mind as I watch these films.
They're all those things, and they're also, frankly, a way to bring more people into the conversation. The organization that is behind this is called Cure Alzheimer's Fund. It's the most amazing consortium of Alzheimer's scientists that I've met in my 15 years of being with the disease. And ultimately, we're trying to stop this disease, and we're trying to do anything we can to augment the conversation. So these pieces of art do stand on their own, and we're very proud to be able to give them a bigger audience. But this is about stopping the disease, John. We've got to do that.
David Schenck, Alzheimer's expert, author of The Forgetting, senior advisor to the Cure Alzheimer's Fund, and as we mentioned, the creator and executive producer of the Living with Alzheimer's film project. The winner, first winner, Eric Latek. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, of course, David.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.